Not changed.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. House Republicans are calling for a second special counsel to investigate alleged misconduct at the Department of Justice and FBI. Republican Congressman Jody Heiss.
We've got to get to the bottom of this to determine whether or not the Department of Justice and the FBI tip the scales of justice.
Democrats say the move is an effort to undermine the ongoing investigation into Russian election interference by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and to protect Republicans. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and two surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Life is a balancing act. But when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things, like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home. If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
Hey, you got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Like getting off the grid stuff, finding out there's not even a map for that stuff, and there's no such thing as getting lost stuff. When you've got Firestone Destination tires built for maximum wet traction and up to 60,000 miles of truck stuff, you can turn that Sunday drive into an off-road any day joyride. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
I'm Joey Clark.
And if your love is like a river for me, I think it's best I went ahead and drown. Oh, there's nothing this love could ever be. So I lay this shield and this sword down. This war.
Welcome to the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
My wrists have been bruised from the twine tying me to you. And this war ain't worth fighting anymore.
And thank you to Emily Hayes for
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield.
Suggesting this music. This, Emily?
This is the Underhill Family Orchestra.
And the song is Oh Spirit Bring Me Home. Where are they from?
From Mobile.
Mobile, okay.
Yeah, they have a new record out on Skate Mountain, which is an Alabama label.
This is damn good.
The whole record's good. Tell Me That You Love Me.
And you're, can we talk about this?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, nobody told me I couldn't, so.
Well, let's go for it. Wait, so, you're showcasing local.
Yeah, as a lot of people know, like I'm on the morning show with Greg.
Yeah.
And then from 10 to 2, I'm on KISS, and from 2 to 6, I'm on The Gump. And one thing that's always been very important to me, not just in my radio career, but in life, is to support local musicians, local artists, any kind of creative type. I'm always a shop local person.
Yes, yes.
But I think as evident from
shop
my,
locally, yeah. Think globally.
But my, you know, my heart's there with the local artists and sharing their stuff on a bigger platform. And if I can do that, then I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
So I've got this history of doing it. And I talked to our fearless leader, the buttery one, Rick Peters. And we have been working on The Gump to amass a locals library, which, you know, the focus being the River Region, but accepting some stuff that's been coming in from Mobile, from Birmingham. And just
do you keep it to the state, or do you occasionally keep something from Mississippi?
For this right now, it's for the state because yeah. we're you know, there's a lot of great stuff here in Montgomery that's been sent in.
Sure.
A lot of really interesting stuff from Troy.
Yeah?
As well, yeah. I mean, I didn't even
cool
think
cool things
of it.
Going on at Troy?
Yeah, this band Pink for President. Mm. It's like early Blink 182.
Oh, cool.
It's really pop punk. It's really, really good.
That's cool.
But we're getting all that together because on June 3rd, I believe is our go date, we're going to start featuring that on Sunday nights.
So local music featured on
local
Sunday
music,
nights.
Local music, regional music from the state. Yeah, like bands that, you know, bands from the state that come through here and play or that help trade off shows or that maybe started in Auburn. And went to Birmingham because that's one band, Lady Legs, and they're releasing their new record tonight in Birmingham. They're with Communicating Vessels, and they're phenomenal, getting worldwide attention right now. NME loves them. They've been featured on some BBC stuff. And
cool.
Just this band out of Auburn, Opelika area that if I have that correct. I'm pretty sure.
See, it's cool to ground bands and artists. I love figuring out, especially, oh, they're from my own backyard. It almost makes you go, oh, it's possible for yourself, for all the folks you see working hard and struggling. Like, yeah, this success is not the only thing, but it is possible to achieve these sorts of things. Especially these days, where you don't need a huge record company or label to support you to make a living doing this. And one part of what I don't like about these days is it's cool to know they're from Mobile. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to know every little thing about their family and about them and their journey. This is the pack of cigarettes I like to smoke. This is like...
It's
because this has actually happened to me in my life. If, say, I figured out how to sing like like Steven Tyler. Uh-huh. Like, I could have this incredible rock vocal. And I got on The Voice. I don't want the first time America, or whoever watches The Voice, the first time people see me on national television, to me being up there going, well, about, 3 years ago, my mom died of cancer, and it was a real tough struggle, and now let's go sing a song!
Yeah.
And it's just like, maybe, as I get to know people, but I miss a little bit of the mystique that comes with rock and roll in particular.
Well, I loved watching your reaction to that.
Yeah.
Because...
That was great.
Honestly, listening audience, he had never heard any of that. He said, think about what you want to open with tonight. I said, can you access this drive on the computer? And he did. And I said, pick one of those. He picked O Spirit, and then it started, and it just, your face lit up, and you do that thing. When it's something you really like, I can always tell.
I do the thing.
You push your chair back, and you lean back a little bit, and you're like,
It's like...
You just let it wrap
this
you
might
up
be
like
the
a
wrong
warm
way to
blanket.
This might be the wrong way to put this, but that's like, if there's like 1 to 10, like turning up the knob, that was like a 1 on the O face. That's that thing I do.
Yeah.
It's a little like, yeah.
It hits you in the feels.
Right there. Yeah. And I love it. I mean, if you think about the music I really love.
Yeah.
Like, people know I'm a huge Prince fan, but I like him in particular. And then stuff that my dad showed me. I like anything based in blues, gospel, where it feels like it's... That song sounded to me like somebody could be sitting in this room with a few others and you could pull that song off.
That song live, like the hair on my body is standing up thinking of it, because that song live is an out-of-body experience.
Yes.
It's amazing.
That's so cool.
Everybody's singing along, and it's just the room is filled with all of that. And
I just love that we now hear Blue Water. Whether it's on News Talk here, you in the mornings, occasionally hanging out with me, or on the Gump, or it's just good to have Emily Hayes with her full powers.
Full powers.
Her full powers. Devoted to radio once again.
Yeah, God, I'm glad you put it like that, because I had this. I got off the phone with the Godfather on the way over here. I was pulling up to the station. She told me to tell you hello.
Oh, hi. Hi. How you doing?
But. I was telling her, it's like today I had this great day of everything that I was doing today. It's work, but it's everything I wanted to do, and it's everything that I missed doing when I was not in the right job, when I had other gigs and wasn't doing this full time, but being able to do it full time again, and to have the ability to do the things that I excel at, and I wouldn't have that ability if it wasn't for Rick Peters saying,
yeah,
go do it, go run with it, you did this, you co-created South Sounds, this is what you know, this is what you do, go do it, and bring it to me when you got some questions or you're ready. But that, having that kind of creative freedom to go out, like, I did something, I worked on something today for like an hour, took it to him, I said, what are your thoughts on this? Nope.
Sometimes that happens.
I was really excited about it. I was like, this looks great, and
yeah,
it's great, and it's
happens.
Awesome, and Rick's going to love it. And I go in there and take it to him. He's like, no.
Yeah, you got to just handle
it. I was like, can you maybe just steer me back on the path that you prefer?
Yeah, you got to handle the nose with grace, and it happens.
But
I mean, you
got to
deal with
that's so
everything
awesome.
In life, the rejection. Yeah. But it's cool that, I'm thinking about talking to these kids in Atlanta. And the panel I'm on, it's a makeup artist who's like in the movie industry. Mm-hmm. It's not all radio people. I'm the only radio person on there. There's one guy that really makes me feel like humbled, who does a science channel, and he has like a million plus subscribers. He does like little science videos that are kind of cool, entertaining, to show a scientific principle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, millions of subscribers. He's on this panel. And then a young woman who works like the Masterclass group. I'm sure you've seen those commercials where it's like Aaron Sorkin's going to teach you how to write a movie.
Yes.
And like Deadmau5 is going to teach you how to produce music. Mm-hmm. And she works with that whole team and getting celebrities, getting great creative people. And so the point of the panel is how to advise these young kids to pursue a creative career. And I mean, as a joke, but I'm a little serious. Best jokes are partly true. Well, you guys want to get into terrestrial radio. Why? Why would you want to do this? Because I was talking to my uncle last night. This line of work, especially these days, it's either, in terms of income scale, if that's all you care about, either kind of on the bottom or average.
Yeah.
Life isn't bad. I'm not complaining because I don't have a family to support. So when it's just me.
You got a car, you got a roof over
your head.
Yeah,
life is pretty damn good. And I'm going to eat steak tonight. I'm all right.
Fancy.
Yeah. But you're either kind of on the bottom of the income scale or average, or you're making a lot. It's one of the two. There's not too much in between for on-air talent, as we call ourselves.
Yeah, well, you know, gone are the days in radio where you could just be talent. Where you were not rewarded, but when you were compensated for
just the talent.
The level of skill you had being on the air.
Oh, no, but now you got to learn how to sell things.
Yeah, you have to survive.
Yeah.
I was going to say to succeed, but to survive and succeed in radio, you've got to be multifaceted. And if you're on the air, you already got a bit of creativity in yourself, if you're on air talent. So you can either be creative in sales, or you can be creative in, I just call it downstairs.
Like promotions,
yeah,
downstairs.
In
promotions,
production.
Yeah.
Talking to clients and like helping them decide which way they want to go ad-wise with something, like what the right approach would be and stuff like that. You've already got that bit of creative because you're in the building.
Right.
But then you just kind of got to hone in on the what makes you well-rounded as a key player to the broadcast group.
Now, I was thinking about, well, as a narcissist, I was thinking about me.
Yes.
And I almost want to make a bucket list, but I'm not going to call it a bucket list because I'm not planning on dying anytime soon. but it's, let's say I'm going to call this list something that rhymes with bucket list.
Oh, yeah, okay, with you.
Yes, it rhymes with bucket. And it's going to be a way for me to get out of my hermit hole.
We've been working on this for a while.
And I've done a little well.
You have.
I've done all right.
The first time that you and I ever talked about getting you out of your shell, getting you out of the house, getting you out of your comfort zone, you've taken great.
Out of my misery.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but you've taken great steps towards being a part of society, and I'm very happy for you, Joey.
No, but I still have that
like
in me.
Like today when I heated up my lunch and you were like, that smells amazing. After you left, I was like, we should invite Joey over for dinner.
Mm.
You know, just fed Seth tonight.
Yeah, Mr. Spotlight.
Yeah, he was in a
he
little...
He sometimes seems like a sad puppy.
Well,
it was maybe a little, but kind of like that mutt you find on the side of the road.
The one that you feed once and it sticks with you.
Right. It's like you clear up this mange here and give it a bath.
A sponge bath,
to be exact.
Bless it. He and fiancé are going up to the Perfect Circle show.
Yeah.
So they're traveling up there now. But so I went home, told you this off the air that I'd gone home, went home and cooked dinner and fed the boys, sent them on their way.
Well, y'all, I mean, you can try with dinner.
But come over for dinner. We'll have a couple people over for dinner.
But I need something to, like, really challenge me.
Challenge you.
You know what I mean? That doesn't really make it to a bucket list, which actually the list is something that rhymes with bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come over for dinner. Okay, cool. We'll find a night.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't really meet the criteria of
There's
bucket.
There's a pretty raucous tubing trip coming up this
summer.
Yeah, have you ever been tubing?
Yeah, I've been tubing.
Okay, so my radio brother in Mobile.
Now, is this tubing like white water tubing? Like you're...
No.
Or you're being pulled by a boat?
What? No.
No?
No.
No, you've never been pulled by a boat on an inner tube?
Yes, I have, but that's not this. That's like a tubing. Whole way of life in South Alabama. Okay, this is what it is.
Teach me, sensei.
My buddy Pablo has this private birthday party thing that he's done for years and years. Yeah, he's Irish. His name's Ryan Foster. but his on-air name was Pablo.
Hello, Pablo.
So Pablo's birthday tubing trip, it always happens in the summer around his birthday. And it's a bunch of either current or former radio folk and their friends and stuff like that. And we get a party bus and we leave Mobile like 8 o'clock in the morning and we go over to Coldwater or Blackwater in Florida, just into the panhandle. You rent your inner tubes. You're allowed to bring, you know, your coolers and stuff.
Sure.
But that morning starts with somebody soaked fruit in something alcoholic. There's Jell-O shots. There's the gummy bears that are soaked in. And you don't have to drink all the alcohol, but it's there for you.
Yeah, can't we just enjoy nature?
Yeah, you can. You can. People do that. But anyway, you go and you rent your tube, and they drop you at the top of the river or whatever, and then you float.
Yeah.
You float, and you've got your inner tube floating behind you with all your stuff. No, your sandwiches. You stop at the sandbar for socials.
No, I was invited by the roommate to go kayak on the Coosa Sunday.
Yeah, it's
but
not
with I'm still not that far removed from LASIK surgery, so I'm being a little careful when
you
it comes
be.
To water sports.
You should. But this is later this summer if you want to go on that. It's an
later
experience.
Later this summer could work. So y'all just go tubing. And kayaks work still.
Yeah, but that's not the part of the tubing trip. We float.
Yeah, no, it sounds like with an inner tube, you hang out.
Yeah, you talk crap.
And it doesn't sound like there are any big waves in that.
No, it's a river.
It's kind of a lazy river.
A lazy river, literally. And you just float down and there's little sand bars that jut out and then you all kind of float over there.
Be fun.
And that's when...
I had one guest invite me to go fishing. See, but then what all these things in Georgia where they catch these huge bass.
Let's go. I love fishing. Let's go fishing.
Now, see, but the thing with like any of this stuff, and this is the hermit Joey talking here.
Uh huh.
Like, yeah, come over to this thing, and yeah, the trip's going to be like $100, and like you're going to drive over here. And I'm like, God, I got to spend money.
So what you're saying is we need to find something.
I'm cheap.
Relatively inexpensive. Don't say cheap, say inexpensive.
I'm frugal.
Okay, fine. And then something that somebody picks you up for, so you don't have to drive, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But, I mean, there are days.
But it seems like you're also the person that would be like, no, I want my car there I can leave.
But there are days, here's kind of what I'm talking about, where, and I'm not going to do it if you're listening, buttery one, but there are days where I just want to go on like a 2-week cross-country trip, road trip it, like go see the damn country.
Yes.
Like I haven't. And last night, in all seriousness, my aunt asked me, when's the last time you took a vacation? And, like, I took a day off here or there. Greg's let me go in the afternoon. I'm doing this thing in Atlanta for 2 days.
Yeah.
But, like, a full vacation? Like, I don't take vacations.
April 28th, 2010 was my last vacation. Like,
right.
Legitimate full week off.
Full week off. People don't take vacations these days.
Well, it's almost like you can't.
Right?
I think America, isn't America like one of the worst places?
Mm-hmm.
We don't holiday.
It's that old Puritan work ethic.
Bless it. You know what you can do, Joey, if you're just looking to do something like a weekend getaway? You can come with me up to the farm in Royal and help me out with the garden because Grandpa had a spell in church last Sunday.
Look
at
these hands.
He's not doing
they
so
They look
well.
Like gardening farmer's hands.
It's like you haven't done anything in the garden ever.
Looks like I've done some other things, like that blister.
Hush it. You're out there with Greg and the fairy dust and the tomato garden. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Well, no. I heard he was you know, being Farmer Greg. But he
Farmer Fairy Greg, God bless
fairy.
Him.
Fairy? Where's the fairy?
This
the pixie dust coming
this
in.
This morning, he was talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, he was talking about getting his tomato plants out there and ready and how he was ready for the rain. And he didn't, you know how sometimes he doesn't finish a thought. I love you, Greg. But he didn't finish a thought. And he was like, I was out there sprinkling. And then he got sidetracked. And I was like, sprinkling what? You sprinkling fairy dust out there?
That's what he gets for not finishing it.
Started playing the little harp sounds and just making all these, you know, Tinkerbell movements and stuff. And now just think about Greg out there in the garden in a Peter Pan costume, just throwing seeds around. Bless it.
It's just, it's a matter for me of like, I want to get better. Like, I want to get healthier. I'm doing that, working out more.
Yeah.
I'm doing it twice a day now.
The yoga?
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to do a 30-minute workout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah, it feels good. And I like that workout because it's like some Australian dude.
Oh.
He's like, all right. No.
All right, mate.
No.
Call this shrimp on the barbie.
Push up in the down dog. And it's just him. It's real calm. It's push up in the down dog. I'll go down into a plank. 5-second push up. All right, you've got this. I'm like, yeah, I do got this. And I'm going to eat my steak afterwards. And I know that sounds like actually Seth and Eric and, excuse me, fiance. And Brandon said I sound a little like a D-bag when I talk about this stuff. And I'm like, sure. That's what I'm shooting for. But trying to get healthier and then, like, just feel better about life so then I can go try things.
I think challenge that myself. You've made, like, I've seen a change in you over the last year.
Well, I had to get out of the misery, out of the melancholy.
Yeah.
It's a quote I've been throwing around. I heard it the other day on a podcast when Sigmund Freud came to North America. They said, Dr. Freud, what are you trying to accomplish? Like, I am trying to distinguish clinical depression from everyday misery. And I feel like I was going through some everyday misery for a few years there. And it's like, okay, I've kind of come out of that. Now, where do I want to go with my life? What type of life do I want to build?
But the fact that you recognize that and that you're making an effort to do things, you're going to be just fine, Joey.
I'm just looking for ideas and like things to challenge me. I mean, I could jump out of a plane.
I think that's a little extreme. If you just want to hang on that one just a little bit.
You don't want me to jump out of a plane?
I don't think you should do that yet, Joey.
Should I like make an album?
Make an album.
Make a music album.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could pull that off.
I think you could, too. You've got some talent.
I could do it. Not that talented, but I got a little
but
bit.
But you got some.
Yeah, you just need a little.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, were the Sex Pistols that talented?
Sid Vicious couldn't play bass.
Right.
I mean, come on. Don't even get me started.
I mean, what about The Clash?
The Clash was the only band that matters. Freaking brilliant, Joe Strummer and Mick Jones.
Hey, let's see who this is on the phone. We actually have a call tonight, 272-9228. Give me ideas. How do I get out of my shell? How do I stop being a hermit? What is there to do in this world? Let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on the air.
Hey, Joey, it's Lee. What's up?
Hey, Lee, what's up, man?
Not much, too much. It depends on what side of the that you're looking at.
True.
I called in because my son and I just left the Deadpool movie and we turned the radio on. And he said that Emily had a zesty voice.
A zesty voice?
Zesty. Zesty Southern Belle voice.
Oh, Dusty. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Like Dusty Rhodes?
No, no. Zesty, like a zesty Italian.
Oh, deal. Zesty. Okay.
Zesty. Yeah. Zesty. Oh, do you remember Mr. Zesty from the Kraft commercials? Okay. The Kraft Italian commercials?
That's
oh, my
you.
Goodness.
Yeah, I told him, I said, do you want to talk to her if I get him on the phone? He's like, nope, I will say nothing.
Oh.
He's intimidated.
What's his name? Is he in the car with you now?
Can I tell your name? He's turning red as a beet.
Bless it.
He doesn't want me to tell you his name.
Okay.
All right, his first name is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Just hold on.
Are we on speaker?
All right, you're on speaker.
Right, I was like, I feel like I have a conversation with my dad.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
On speakerphone.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying anything, so help me God.
Hey, Sean.
Well, if y'all just saw Deadpool 2, all I have to say to you is, Papa, can you hear
that,
me?
I saw that on Sunday.
That's right.
I actually had my brother said that he hadn't seen me laugh that much in a long time.
I don't remember the last time I laughed out loud in a theater, but Eric, I had never seen Deadpool,
funny.
So we watched that Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Then Sunday afternoon, we went to the theater to see Deadpool 2, and I was busting out in the theater.
It's so good.
Oh, the Basic Instinct. Oh my God, it was so good.
It's so creepy and weird.
I get y'all back on speaker. It was so horrible, but yet so good.
So funny.
It was perfect.
Oh,
my gosh. I'd wondered if you'd seen the movie yet.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it. I don't go to the theater often. And
I plan on seeing it again.
It was really good.
You know, this is something that you could do on a budget, Joey, that'll get you out of the house plenty.
Yeah.
there's a movie program called Movie Pass. It's like $10 a month, and you can go see a movie a day. You can't see the 3Ds or the IMAXs or whatever,
right?
But it's a regular movie, one per day per month for $10.
I could be a movie critic.
God, we should do that.
Even if you, let's say you just went to 40 movies over a year's time. I mean, hello.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
a
even
lot
at the most of us are working at the budget time of day. You know, I just took off earlier today to take my son. So
I'm telling you, $40 for us to see Deadpool 2 on Sunday. $40.
When did y'all get snacks?
Well, we got a soda each, and we got,
that's where they get you.
We got the nachos, the dang old nachos, right? Freaking dollars.
That's where they get you.
And
yes,
they don't even do the courtesy,
$8.
Like they're not even opening the bag and pouring the nachos into the plastic container or opening the cheese. You got to do it all yourself, and there's no counter space to do it. And then people tell you to move along because you're blocking the butter, and you get a whole complex before you even go and see the movie.
She's telling it true, brother.
I'm just saying.
So just go have a nice meal or cook a nice meal before you go. And we splurged today because of the Tuesday deal, and it's Deadpool. Deadpool.
I will say, since they've allowed for you to self-service the butter on your popcorn,
mm-hmm.
ever since that happened, I look at it and go, yep, I'm going to make myself sick.
I know what I'm doing. We feel like crap right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Bless it.
But it's good going down. It is.
So good.
Well,
so good.
Lee, I appreciate you calling in. And Sean, thank you for your courage.
Always good. He said, Sean, thank you for your courage. You'll hear that. All right, guys. Always great to hear you. I love this tandem right now. It's so good. Y'all keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Lee. Yeah, no, what we do.
I'm zesty.
Yeah, when we're just, you and I, we're just having a casual conversation.
Mm-hmm. Shooting the stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to really make this bucket list, but not a bucket list, something that rhymes with bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Bouquet.
Yeah, I think jumping out of a plane's a little too extreme. Like, why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Why don't you just work your way up to that? You know what you should do, Joey, because you've got the little convertible,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting into the summer months, mm-hmm. and stuff. How much have you, it's the 200th anniversary of Alabama coming up, the statehood and all that stuff. How much do you know about Alabama? How much have you traveled around the state?
I don't know that.
Have you ever been to Muscle Shoals?
About the Shoals, but I have never been
there. Have you ever been to Gunnersville, to the lake up there?
I've been to Gunnersville, yes.
Have you been to Vulcan? Have you ever been to the Vulcan Museum?
Not the museum. I've seen the Vulcan statue.
Go to Vulcan. Go inside Vulcan. Learn about Giuseppe Moretti and stuff like that. And that's just the top half of the state. Haven't even gotten to all the stuff
south
of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, why don't you spend the summer exploring Alabama and understanding where you live and how each of these different little areas affect everything. I've passed Andalusia on the interstate since I was 2 years old.
See, but that's where
I've never been to Andalusia.
That's where my dad's side of the family's from.
Well,
so I've been to Andalusia several times.
I went to Andalusia Saturday for the first time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
My family still has the land down there, the farmland
there. But that would be cool, man.
It used to be hog farmers, not anymore.
But you could,
moved on from
I would
that.
Love to help you, like, weekend assignment for Joey Clark. And then you can come back and tell everybody about it.
Yeah. I need to get out there more. Okay, anyway, we got to go out. We're going to go out with some more of the Underhill Family Orchestra.
Okay.
And this song is When the Trumpet Sounds.
Yes.
Oh, and this is curated. I rarely get to use that word. Curated by Emily Hayes. And coming up June 3rd. On the Gump, Sunday nights.
Sunday nights. Locals will be featured. It's going to be amazing.
So here's a little taste of that. We'll be right back after this break.
Joey Clark.
Well, I know I've been gone for a while now. Trying all the fruits of the land.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we would give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371 plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights, just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
This is Lady Legs.
Lady Legs, originally from Auburn, and they're a part of the Communicating Vessels stable of artists now in Birmingham. They have their album dropped tonight, Holy Heatwave.
Mm.
Yeah, and they're getting, like, in advance of this album debuting or coming out for release tonight, they have made all these BBC playlists.
I was about to say, they remind me, like the Strokes came to mind. That it just, that vibe, that the British, it gives me a British vibe. I don't even know if the Strokes are British.
No, they're from New York.
Yeah, it just, it gives me, it makes sense they would play well.
What are you talking about? Britain. A little libertines-ish.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That stuff that was happening around that time in the early 2000s with the Brit pop so good. But yeah. From Auburn.
No, but I mean it. This, hearing local folks who I know have been working for years makes me want to make something.
Do it.
So maybe that's on the bucket, but not bucket list.
Every time you say bucket, but not bucket, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think of this.
It rhymes with bucket.
Yeah, but I think of this British show that I watched as a kid growing up called Keeping Up with Appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And their last name is Bucket. But Hyacinth is always like, bouquet residence.
And Seth Spotlow, who is listening, Mr. Spotlow is often on the program. He suggested I should get some ink.
Do you not have a tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos.
Live on the edge!
See, but I don't want to just get like some stupid tribal tattoo. No offense to those of you who have put that on your body. But I could figure it out. I was thinking maybe like a Stoic saying.
Okay.
Like, I can't remember the exact phrase. Maybe I should pick something else if I can't remember this exactly. But like, mori memento, like the Stoic symbol with an hourglass to represent time,
a
tulip to represent the beauty of life, but also the remembrance that you could die at any moment.
It just needs to, you know, a tattoo needs to mean something to you.
And yeah.
It doesn't have to mean something to anybody else.
I knew one guy who just had simply on his back right shoulder, very small, just said evolved. Like, saw him in the kitchen one day. It's a former roommate of mine. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. He was kind of big into evolution, reading Richard Dawkins, these sort of things. So it might have been a bit of a middle finger to his parents, his Catholic upbringing, too. But, you know, I'll figure something out. Tattoo's a good idea. Good idea, Seth.
Yes.
And make an album.
Make an album.
See the state.
See the state.
See some historic places in the
You've
state.
You've got some jumping off points here.
Mm-hmm.
Before
all good
you
things.
Jump out of a plane.
Well, yeah, I don't
think you need to do it, Joey.
I would do that, though, before bungee jumping. I feel more comfortable with the idea of jumping out of a plane with a parachute, even if I did it in, like, tandem with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know how, here's how the parachute works.
Somebody else would have to be in charge of that. I couldn't
right.
pull it.
I would do that before just jumping, like base jumping or about being like tied to a bridge freaks me out.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that. But heights, I'm not like truly scared of heights, but I don't know.
Essentially, I need to grow a pair, Emily.
Heights don't really frighten me. I'll tell you, though, I've realized that crowds, I think, years of being in crowded bars and crowded music venues with radio events, I'm a little squirrely in crowds now. Like
I feel that that's my number one thing after coming out of this misery. The folks who know me know about. I have a weird aversion to crowds.
Like, if this room was packed right now, I would be okay because this is a home base scenario.
Right. Yeah, but I feel comfortable here, but I...
Walking into somewhere I've never been to before, I can't see everything.
I have a slight agoraphobia, I think.
Okay.
I'm not,
that's
like, home-stricken, but I kind of stick to where I know and don't venture out too often. Like, this trip to Atlanta, I'm not nervous, but it's just a matter of, like, I haven't done this in a while. I think I'll be fine. But I just haven't gone to see strangers.
I wish I could go and see what you're doing.
Yeah, I think there's going to be footage.
Good. I'm proud.
There's video footage.
I'm proud of you,
Joey. I'll put in a good word for you.
I'm real proud.
Yeah. Now let's go to the phones.
Okay, all right.
Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's up, man?
What's going on, Joey? Emily, y'all having a good afternoon?
Yeah, just a simple conversation. I'm brainstorming here. I'm trying to get out of my shell.
I like to call these things a talk about.
Yes.
There's things to do that... Like you say, like a bucket list, you don't want to call it a bucket list, but things you just want to do and experience.
Yeah, it's a list that rhymes with bucket.
Oh, Emily, I was curious. Do you or your future husband have a record player?
She needs to get one.
It's on the... We put it on the registry.
It's on the list to get it then.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm also understanding that you've got some Irish background in your family tree, correct?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, Cork County.
But I got a good idea for a wedding gift for you and your future husband.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're, I know that you've got some Irish background, I was thinking of getting some of my favorite groups of Irish records from some of my favorite groups and give them to you and your future husband as a wedding gift.
Well, that's very sweet.
That's actually really cool. Irish drinking songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
One of
good
the
idea.
Cool things about some of those groups, and then... Joey, you remember that song I called in a long time ago on Greg's show? It was called "The Liar" by Tommy Bacon.
Yeah, I think so.
That was one of the main guys and one of the main groups. You know, he's a part of one of the main groups that I listen to.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea. When the date gets here sooner, you know,
I'm friends with you on Facebook, Emily, so I can get in contact with you with that on. That way, or I can get in touch with Jay and give them to him or bring them by the radio, you know, whatever works out for you.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate it, Chris.
All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I'm getting some ideas. It makes me... I kind of want to also be in a wrestling ring. I want to take what they call in the business a bump.
A bump?
Like a fall, like power bombed, or like knocked down and you land on your back.
Surely we know someone that can.
Yeah, I know. I sure could find some people. I'm sure there. Maybe I'll start an amateur wrestling brand.
Oh my God, we could do it for charity.
Yeah. I'll do a wrestling match.
You know what we should do? Oh, I love it. You remember whenever I start like this, it always makes me think of Chris Farley. Remember when you were in the Beatles?
Remember? They said you were dead. You didn't really die, right?
But do you remember the Battle of the Network Stars or whatever?
Vaguely.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
We need to do that here.
Yeah?
Yes. We need to do that here at Blue Water where... you know, it's News Talk against Bama Country and Yo against the Gump and Kiss against Jams and Possum.
What about 107.1 The Vault?
Possum against The Vault. We can do it like that, and we can have a little wrestling ring, and we can pick charity and rock and roll hoochie-coo.
I think it could work.
It'd be a lot of fun.
No, let's see some more suggestions. By the way, your fiance's down for the plane.
For the plane?
Jumping out of a plane.
Oh, Lord.
I just got that word coming in. But
I just need to get him to drop the speed limit, and then I'd be happy.
Let's go back to the phones. Who's talking on there? Who's this?
This is William B. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm pretty good, William.
Good, William. How are you?
Just looking for ideas.
What's that now?
Just looking for ideas to get me out of my shell, out of my routine.
Don't let that zesty voice get you killed.
Oh, my God.
jumping out of planes and stuff, man. You know.
I've... I've heard a lot of stuff in my 10 years of radio, but I don't think I've ever been described as zesty.
I would describe you more as smoky.
Smoky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, but zesty, I don't know where that came from. Well,
I love it, though. I'm holding on to it. Thanks,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, you should. I don't really have any suggestions. I'm too old to do anything. You know, we just go to the sandbar, hang out, drink beer, and tell lies.
Yeah. I did that for like 3-4 years in my early 20s. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm in my mid-50s, so...
Maybe
yeah.
I'll come back to it eventually in life.
Yeah, this weekend, I don't know, Rich said it's going to rain, but, you know, he told me this morning to put the grill under the awning at the camper and, you know, we'd be okay, but I don't know about that. Probably got to go listen to some music across the lake over there. I think Tommy Shaw is supposed to be there this weekend. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, if it don't get rained out, I don't know.
Bless it. I'm supposed to try on wedding dresses. The first round of wedding dress shopping is this weekend, and I'm curious to see if the weather's going to hold up for that. But if it doesn't,
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. That's what my life is right now.
Yeah, I listen in while you're entertaining each other all the time.
That's
so.
All I know how to do, William.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my own best friend.
Well.
Oh, I entertain myself quite often.
Hey, man, I enjoyed coming up there the other day and, you know, sneaking in the back door and everything.
Likewise, man.
You know, yeah, it was pretty cool.
And I didn't say it to you in person. You have quite the impressive beard.
What's that?
You have quite an impressive beard. Well manicured, but nice. It's grown out. You saw my beard. It's very much lacking.
Yeah, well, mine, you know, I'll have to trim it back sometime during the summer. It's starting to look like I've got a squirrel hanging out of my mouth.
Oh, that's great, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the salt and pepper has become mostly salt. So.
Well, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, man, good show. Loving it.
Thanks.
See, I get self-conscious about shows like this because I am having an enjoyable time just mm-hmm. talking, but I'm like, no, be on, entertain, do something a little bit elevated over the top. It's not just relax, Joey, be yourself. So I like the idea of getting a tattoo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I like the idea of jumping in a wrestling ring somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
uh-huh.
If I hound the WWE next so much that next time I do a house show, I can do some, like,
ooh.
Where somebody beats me up. I'm more than happy to get my butt kicked by, especially the women wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
That'd be awesome.
Uh-huh.
If Little Miss Bliss wants to kick my ass, go ahead, biscuit butt. No, that was hysterical. Like, and she didn't like it. One of the other female wrestlers goes, now get your little biscuit butt down here. And the whole crowd started chanting, biscuit butt.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, no. Yeah, they didn't stick with that because I don't think she took kindly to
ooh.
It. That could be fun because I can't stop. I've been watching all this old wrestling, like the greatest matches of all time. People rank them. And that's what I did last night after I got done with family things. Just, I have a problem when I go home. I have to unwind in some manner.
Yeah.
So I've learned to watch like a 30-minute match and then go to bed.
Oh, I'll tell you right now that I'm new to this Hulu and Netflix and
all this stuff, and
Fiance has all those things. So scrolling through one day, and it said, and one show that I like that when I had cable many moons ago, I would watch is Chopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, scrolling through the Hulu stuff, and it said Chopped. And in the corner of the little box, it said 99 unwatched. And I was like, oh, challenge accepted.
Let's go. I'm that way with Iron Chef.
So
I
now
like that
it's
stuff.
Like...
I love, it's kind of like, well, I can't make that analogy, but I love eating an incredible meal while watching those cooking shows.
Oh, it was.
Especially Eric, when you don't have to wear pants.
Eric brought me frozen yogurt the other night, and he had chopped up some strawberries and some raspberries and arranged them in such a fashion. And yeah. He was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a crunch element with the dessert round. And I was like, it made me laugh. I know I'm the only person laughing at this, but you know, you watch those for so long and then you start paying attention to the way you're cooking. Like tonight I made fish and these little breaded fish fillets or whatever. And I was like, I should probably season these. Mm-hmm. I should probably season these before I cook them. And I'm just a little more thoughtful about stuff. But that's the way that I unplugged. I'm not the best cook in the world. But I'll watch those Fancy Pants folks.
I just came up with an idea. You have inspired me. You and fiance.
Oh.
I should probably just go get messed up in like Vegas and get married.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I'll get married.
My God, didn't you learn anything from Britney Spears?
No, I didn't learn anything from Britney Spears other than I really like full body red leather suits.
No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Oops, I did it again.
You're not going to do that, Joe. You don't want to do that.
I shouldn't go elope.
No.
No?
No. I mean, I've thought about it, but no.
No, I really am, and this won't be my decision. But I do know a friend and his current wife where instead of money on the wedding, what they did is they went to the courthouse, they got married, and they took all the money that would have gone to the wedding, and they did an incredible honeymoon.
That's cool.
Like a two-week honeymoon.
That's really cool. There have been multiple times I've told fiance, I was like, let's just go to the courthouse.
Because it's stressful. I get it. Planning is stressful.
It's very stressful. The larger the family, the more stressful it is.
But you can't do that with your family and his. It's a big family. You got to have them there.
So, and you know, it's just, he said something to the effect of basically like, yeah, I've thought about doing that too. He finally said it the other day because there was some stuff that had happened. And he said, yeah, I thought about doing that too. But then I thought about 2 years from now and how we would wish we'd have done it the way we wanted to do it and just told everybody to, you know, fall in line. My brothers made me change the schedule up because of one thing. So I had to change my plan, and in changing my plan, it changed 8 other people's plans. And
well, I'm sorry.
So it's just, you know.
I might add that to my bucket list. Go elope. No, but then after like a few months, like get divorced, so I can say I've been divorced.
Oh, Lord.
And just like that's the thing people do. Now, y'all are doing it the right way. You're taking your time. I'm thinking I'm going to like just make foolish, impulsive decisions.
How old are you?
29.
You got to do it before you turn 30.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I got to get this done.
Yeah, because.
So who wants to get married and divorced in the next few months?
Because the thing is like.
Call 272-9228.
If you do that now, he's 29. Yeah, he'll grow out of it. I mean, time's a ticking. He's got to straighten up one day. But if you do it when you're 30, you're like, what? You're 30. You should know better than that.
We really only have 30 seconds left. What should I go out with?
I don't know.
Dirty lungs, I suck in bed?
No, I don't know.
No.
What else? Just luck of the draw there, buddy Ro. V8 Death Car. That's a local band.
Which one?
V8 Death Car.
V8?
Death Car. Should be at the bottom of the list if it's alphabetically.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. A little punk rock.
Well, thank you for listening, folks. Thank you for being here, Emily.
Always.
Be back tomorrow night.